听。If there is any single individual who symbolizes the Velvet Revolution, that individual is Václav Havel. If you were to look for a single object that symbolizes that period, it would be a bunch of keys, because it was a bunch of keys that hundreds of thousands of Czechs brought out of their pockets as they demonstrated in the streets of Prague in 1989, rattling them in a loud protest against the communist regime. Two decades later, Czech artist Jiří David has created a 6-meter-high statue made up of 85,000 keys to symbolize the Velvet Revolution. The statue itself is made up of letters that make up the word revolution, and the keys were collected from people all over the Czech Republic. The giant letters in different fonts are placed on top of each other, with the top one, a huge R, crushing those below. The author says the monument is not intended to be celebratory, but thought-inspiring. He says it reflects his ambivalent feelings about the present state of Czech politics and society. Austrian trade unions are in an uproar over plans by the Kraft Foods company to relocate the packaging of the famous Mozart chocolate balls to the town of Plana near Marianske Lázně. That is some 300 kilometers from Grudek near Salzburg, where the famous delicacy is made. Trade unions are protesting not just over the loss of jobs, but what they call a loss of national identity. The relocation is planned for June, and Austrian trade unions are planning a protest action in Salzburg in April, handing out leaflets to passers-by asking, "Is there anything Austrian left in Mozart's balls?" A 2-month-old baby boy ended up in a baby box after his father, who'd been left to mind the baby for a few hours, decided he was incapable of coping. On her return, the child's mother was aghast to find the child had been given away and rushed to the hospital to get him back. However, it may be some time before her request is granted. Social workers are now investigating in what kind of environment the child lived and whether he may not be at risk of child abuse. It is not clear what made the child's father lose his nerve to such an extent. When a zoo has too many animals, the solution is to sell some off, which is exactly what the Chomutov Zoo is currently doing. So if you're looking for a buffalo, a tarpon horse, a snake or small spotted genet, you know where to go. Buying an animal from the zoo is actually very charitable, since the zoo only offers them to the public after other zoos have refused a prior offer, which means that any animals which are not taken will inevitably be put down. Czech fashion students have created a spectacular evening dress covered with over 2,500 fish scales. The whole creation is handmade and took students a whole month to make. The dress has a corset top, swells over the hips, narrowing down, copying, in fact, the shape of a fish's tail. It took 45 meters of cloth to make and 1.5 kilos of river pearls, which are intended to create the effect of shiny droplets of water. The model is topped by an evening shawl made out of a fishing net. It has received an entry in the Czech Book of Records and will make an appearance at this year's Czech Miss Beauty contest. They say chocolate can be addictive, and Czech police officers are now dealing with a case in point, a thief who apparently can't help stealing chocolates. Late last year, he was behind bars for repeated chocolate theft and assaulting an officer who tried to prevent him getting away with the loot. Thanks to an amendment of the criminal code, he was released, but within hours, he was back at it again. Supermarket security caught him stealing chocolates on Thursday. He had 24 of them hidden under his jacket and was let off with a reprimand. But he was back stealing more chocolates on Saturday and then again on Sunday, when he was once again detained by the police. The funny thing is, he has discerning taste for a thief. He only steals Milka chocolates. "When I see them, I simply can't help myself," he told the judge. "Maybe Milka could use him for one of their ads and give him a year's supply for free." A walk through the Fata Morgana Botanical Gardens currently reveals not just exotic flora, but surprisingly a number of exotic animals as well. However, the crocodiles you may glimpse in the undergrowth pose little danger. They are made from green plastic bottles, as are the frogs and other animals exhibited. They come courtesy of Veronika Richtrova, who makes sculptures from plastic bottles for various exhibitions and children's corners. The only problem is she uses up a huge amount of bottles. A crocodile requires over 170, so in addition to relying on family and friends, she occasionally has to overcome her squeamishness and rummage through the local garbage cans along with homeless people. One thing works in her favour: she doesn't have to get there first, and the plastic ones are fairly clean.